From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The assassination of a Syrian rebel leader appears to have led to the postponement of a plan to move IS militants away from Damascus. The assassination of a top Syrian rebel commander may have contributed at least partially to a delay in an agreed-upon pullout of thousands of militants and their families from neighborhoods on the southern edge of Damascus. The pullout, supposed to start Saturday, was to involve mainly militants from the Islamic State group who earlier this year overran the Yarmouk area, which is home to a Palestinian refugee camp and has been hotly contested and fought over in the war and two adjacent neighborhoods. One Palestinian official in Damascus told the Associated Press the withdrawal was being delayed for logistical reasons, but Lebanon's Hezbollah-run TV station Al-Manar said that Zahran Alush was a key figure in arranging the rare deal and that his assassination has delayed its implementation. Saturday, the Army of Islam and allied militant groups in Syria mourned the killing of Alush, while government supporters and the Islamic State group cheered his death, a reflection of his role in fighting both sides in the Syrian civil war. The Islamic State group on Saturday released a new message purportedly from its reclusive leader claiming that his self-styled caliphate is doing well despite an unprecedented alliance against it. In the 24-minute audio, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi said airstrikes by the international coalition only increase his group's determination and resolve. The message was al-Baghdadi's first since May and comes amid battlefield setbacks that IS has recently faced. This is VOA News.